Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Whiskey River in Ankeny is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined for the second consecutive week by Brent Bloom. What's up, man?
So that's the streak, right?
I'm glad that we can start to finally build up a little on-air chemistry now.
I pulled in today, and there's literally hundreds of cars here in the district in Ankeny where Whiskey River is. I'm like, wow. Like, people are fired up for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show.
That's what I thought,
Huge game Saturday. They want to come hang out, get our perspective on Iowa State, Texas. But no, it's a pop-up holiday party next door.
What's the
literally
difference?
Hundreds of women.
What's the difference
door.
Between a...
They're not here to see you or me.
I mean, it's the same demographic. That would be huge fans of us.
Right,
let's
though.
Be completely honest.
Yeah, we're not craft shows.
Yeah, true. What's the difference between a normal holiday party and a pop-up holiday party?
So, great question.
We need to get Crystal back in here she can explain it to us.
Apparently, it's a deal because this lot was just completely packed. So, dudes, if you want to like win some points, drop off the lady next door. Come over here, have a beer, say hello.
Or if you're maybe of my age and you're just trying to scout some things out, you know,
yep.
just, and maybe want to get in touch with your crafty side, just come on through down here at the district.
Two for two.
In Ankeny. Blue, I'm glad you're here this week because I need you to give me a therapy session at some point about the move that my Philadelphia 76ers made this week.
Oof.
I need you to move. I need you to talk me off the ledge.
That's a move from a first-year GM.
I want to believe in Elton Brand, but
they're throwing away.
I'm worried by the fact that our general manager was playing when I was already in college when that guy was still playing in the NBA. It scares me.
That's a short-sighted move. It could work for like 2 years, but then I don't know.
Where has it ever worked for Jimmy Butler for more than 2 years?
Yeah, him and Mr. Simmons and Mr. Embiid. Don't see that real working. Luckily, they have the ultra-professional J.J. Redick there. I'm serious. J.J. is a super professional.
Yeah.
He'll help, but gosh. And then between Butler and then Markelle Fultz's yips on the free throw line, not a good week for the Sixers, in my opinion.
You're telling me. You didn't do anything. I said this is a therapy session. You've done nothing to help to make me feel any better.
You should probably get more therapy.
Yeah,
it's not coming from me.
Yeah, you're probably right. But like you mentioned, Iowa State taking on Texas Saturday night. I will mention again that we will be right back here at Whiskey River on Saturday for a game watch. Bloom, I don't know if you heard about this, but there will be free apple pie shots here at Whiskey River for every time Iowa State scores a touchdown.
Is that really happening, or is that one of those like Twitter legends?
No, that is 100% happening.
Whoa. Can I not go to Texas?
I'm just...
Do we sample some? Can we get some samples tonight to test it out?
Yeah, I guarantee we can.
I mean,
but I'm more concerned about the fact that it's a night game,
yeah.
for one. So you know people will have already been preparing for the game. And two, Texas's defense hasn't been too great the last couple weeks. Iowa State's defense is starting to show some holes as well. Both these offenses have the propensity to put up some points. There might be a lot of shots going down here at Whiskey River on Saturday night.
Yeah, hopefully they've done the calculation here.
Yeah.
What that could run up. But, if you're going to be somewhere, might as well get some apple. I agree. You know, I think this Iowa State defense, and let's talk about this a little bit, took a couple steps back. And you saw a little bit even against Kansas, where Kansas was able to run the ball at times. It's like, I'm not sure about this. And then Baylor puts up 500 yards, and they were pretty efficient. They really were. They dropped a touchdown, and then, of course, Brewer gets kicked out. That game could have been a little dicey towards the end. No, Iowa State did enough. At the end of the day, we can talk about yards for play and all that stuff, but if you're preventing teams from scoring, then that's all that matters.
Right.
But this is a different test, and Ehlinger's been good. This Texas offense is pretty good. It's better than Baylor's. And Iowa State's a little dinged up on that side of the ball. And these are the things that happen over time. This is why Iowa State has played so many players and September and October, because when you get to November, You've got guys hurt, but they're at key positions, and we're seeing now teams running right at where Owazirike was. They're not getting the same pass rush. And then Datrone Young being out has hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And so now you got to wonder, do you move Payne back to his corner spot? And you know, but I don't know. There's some question marks there that there weren't for a while. Having said that, they still have only given up 5 touchdowns in the last 4 games. Like,
right.
It's still pretty good defense. But Iowa State's long story short, I think Iowa State's going to need to put up at least 4 touchdowns in this game to win it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. And I think that the Datrone Young thing is maybe not quite being talked about enough just because of the fact that, one, he's a freshman. You don't think about how good that he is. And then Brian Peavy's still so good on the other side. Whoever it is at that spot, they're going to get a lot of work in just because of the fact that no one wants to throw it at Brian. The Owazirike thing has been talked about quite a bit. But when you take Datrone Young out of there, you already moved DeAndre Payne to safety, which I think that's probably where he is at his best.
At that star spot.
But then you've got a true freshman in Anthony Johnson, who made his first career start last week against Baylor. And then after that, we've got an upset Bloom over here. It's not Brent. After that, you've got DeMonte Ruth, and anybody who's listened to Football and Random Things the last several weeks, we've pointed out several times some issues that number 6 has had in the last couple games. So you're like digging deep at that cornerback spot all of a sudden without Datrone Young. And that worries me when you think about the fact that Texas has Lil Jordan Humphrey, who is one of the best receivers, maybe not just in the league, but in all of college football, was awesome last week, obviously made the big play to win Texas the game against Texas State. And then Colin Johnson's a good receiver as well on the other, like, on his opposite side. That offense is tough. And those two positions really, really worry me with, even exclusive to any Owazirike, which I think that, it hurts to not have him, but at the same time, it's like, you've gone 3 games now without him. And
you've kind of got adjusted to it.
Yeah, you've kind of adjusted to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cumulative thing here, and I do wonder, so Colin Johnson is supposedly a little banged up.
Yeah.
May not play. Which,
he didn't play last week.
Right, did not play last week.
I thought he was suspended. I don't know. I think he was suspended.
I heard injury, suspension. I don't know what it was. So I think he'll probably play Saturday, but
yeah.
I mean, that's 6-6 and 6-4, and even Peavy got dinged up a little bit last week, so they're not permanently healthy there. And you know what Texas wants to do. We've seen it with Tom Herman. They can run the ball pretty well, too. And they're going to move the ball. I mean, if you look at the raw numbers, I think they're 21st, 22nd in offensive efficiency. And, you know, Iowa State's defense has been so good, but yet these things have added up. And my feeling is offenses get better throughout the year and defensive usually regress because you get enough film on a team that you can start to run whatever works. I think now you've seen a little bit of a sample of what teams can do against Iowa State. So I expect Texas to be able to move the ball. What it comes down to, though, which Iowa State hasn't done and didn't do last week, which would have helped, they didn't really get a whole lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And they didn't get a turnover either. I think they had the one that was in overturned. But there, it's going to take something like that. I think special teams turnovers, I know it's an obvious thing, but I think that has a huge impact on Saturday, too.
See, and that's where I think the loss of any has really made the biggest difference, is that before you could just bring the 3 and you could feel confident that that group of guys
was going to get home,
was going to get pressure, and you had to worry about those 3. Now if you only bring 3, okay, obviously you've got to worry about Ray Lima, you have to worry about Jaquan Bailey, but you don't have to worry about Matt Leo in that same way.
Sure.
So now you're forced to bring pressure from other levels of the defense, whether it's Mike Rose or Marcel Spears or Willie Harvey or even those safeties like we saw. But that's what it was in that West Virginia game. When they were bringing those pressures, it was because he's already so worried about those first 3. Now all of a sudden Braxton Lewis comes running in there, and it's like,
whoa,
oh man, where did this guy come from?
Yep.
But now you only have to worry about 2 of those guys on one side. Almost you're almost in the clear, and then now he's looking already to the second and third levels of the defense to see where are they going to bring this from.
Yep.
And I think that's where that has made the biggest difference for them, especially in the pass rush area.
I think what you may see Saturday is more Jamal Johnson playing at an end spot to get pressure.
Because he is probably their best interior pass rusher.
Completely.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll see more Spencer Benton, who was able to get a little more pressure than Matt Leo did last week. They've got to have to figure a way to get to Texas in the backfield, because they have enough big play guys or if they have time, they're better than Baylor's receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have time to throw, even if Iowa State drops eight, those 50-50 balls that Iowa State is usually pretty good at, I think Texas will win those. So they're going to have to bring more pressure. And you're right. So it's a chess match a little bit now. And Tom Herman did a really nice job last year against Iowa State. Well, I mean, Iowa State, it's when they debuted that 3-4 defense. It was kind of a foreign concept, or 3-3-5. But he's really smart. I mean, he's a schematic guy. He's going to have a plan, and Iowa State's going to have to alternate something on the fly. And that's why I think for this game, obviously the defense is important, but I think what's more important is Iowa State getting to 30 points.
Yeah.
And I think that's the number you have to circle. They could not move the ball on Texas the last 2 years.
No.
So Texas has great athletes on that side of the ball. They get pressure. They're going to bring pressure. Can Iowa State hold up, give Purdy enough time, and then can he make the big plays? Like he has, but this is an interesting game for him too. I know he's been up to the speed every single week, but now you're in a huge environment, 100,000 people. You know what's on the line, and Texas has dudes. I mean, Baylor had okay guys. Texas has dudes on that side of the ball. Can Iowa State hold up on that offensive line to give him enough time to make some plays? And then it's a big day for number 18. It has to be. Hakeem Butler has to be Biletnikoff. I know he was a finalist. He has to be that good on Saturday for Iowa State to win this.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Jared Stansbury and Brent Bloom breaking down Iowa State and Texas here on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive. I mean, as far as the offense goes, and we have kind of buried what the lead is for the Iowa State offense, that they won't have David Montgomery for the first half of the game. And this might just be me, and maybe I'm completely underselling this, but I don't see that being that big of a deal that you don't have David. And I mean, we've seen this team without him. We saw this team without David Montgomery bring in a true freshman quarterback and have one of its best days of the entire season, albeit that's against a considerably worse defense, I think, than what Texas is going to put on the field.
Sure.
But we know Sheldon Crony can run the ball at a pretty good level. We know Kanae Nwangwu. I'm still waiting for that guy to get the edge on somebody and take off for 60 at some point, because it's going to happen. The dude is too fast for it not to happen. And then Johnny Lang, I mean, Johnny Lang is like David Montgomery light in a way, just the way that he's built and the running style that he has. I think that those three guys can be a serviceable enough Band-Aid for one half to
for
get
sure.
David back, and then you've got David for the second half of the game.
I thought Jeff Woody made an excellent point. Not that you don't on football and random things, but I enjoy that podcast.
I appreciate it.
But what Montgomery does is he takes attention away from everybody else.
Right.
So your eyes are always on him, and so that way you take that extra half step towards him that you may not in the first half. But I agree. If you tell me, okay, one of your best players isn't going to play in the first half, I think Iowa State's okay at running back for a half.
Yeah.
I mean, in the second half, and Jeff also made this point, that's when you really want to bury him with the run game. And so that's when you want Montgomery. So fresh Montgomery will be a good thing at that point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe that could help Iowa State in the long run. If you think about it, you probably get five drives in the first half, right? The first two, generally, are all scripted.
Yeah.
So you kind of have a plan, and you can move people around to make it fit to what you want to do. Personnel is important, but it's not just, you know, you're not just running right at him right away off the bat. You're usually setting stuff up for down the road. So you do miss him, and you'd like to have an All-American caliber running back out there. But if there was a position, I'd rather have him out than Hakeem Butler out or one of the starting offensive linemen out.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Because I think that's – or even a Brock Purdy out, because that's where – You can that gap from A to B is not quite as extreme in some of those other positions.
Would you be surprised at all if this is the game when we see the Blaze package maybe in the first half with Real Mitchell to just if nothing else, if maybe they can't get the running game going early on in the game, you throw them out there and it's like, here's our, it's a new wrinkle, you know, and at that point you got to worry about a dude who has legitimate speed.
Yep.
To go to the house on any play. You saw it from him in high school. That guy would probably be an All-American type sprinter if he wanted to, and if he was running track. And he can throw the football a little bit.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if this is the game that they unveil it and say, hey, we're putting all our cards out there on the table because we're playing for all the marbles at this point.
And you think about offensively, what makes the defense wait a half tick?
the quarterback being able to run.
Yeah, and a new guy. Like, who's this guy?
Right.
Guy?
We saw it with Brock Purdy.
Yep. So look, that Oklahoma State game is a perfect example. Okay, this is different. Give me a drive or two to figure this out.
Right.
And by then, you know, maybe Mitchell would have had his impact. I think that's an astute observation.
Yeah.
Especially if Iowa State is somehow hamstrung, they can't get much going. Get him in there to change the rhythm of the thing. And more than anything, you see this all the time. When you bring in a new quarterback, even if it's for a series or a couple plays, it changes the speed of the offense to think,
right.
Okay, let's get a little more focused here. It's just a little bit of it's like a timeout in basketball,
right.
Like a reset up thing. So
yeah.
I think you will see him. I mean, he's now at the point where he can keep his red shirt, so
yeah.
You don't have to worry about eligibility with Real. And he's been throwing more and more in practice. I mean, he pretty much is. I know Kyle's the backup, but Real's been getting reps since those other guys left. So I think he's ready to go for whatever package they throw out there. They've been wanting to use him all year.
And I'm not even saying, like, we're putting him in quarterback on this drive.
No.
It's like even in the middle
just
of the drive or something,
team.
It's like throw him out there. What Joel was on some level last year, where it's like you're not throwing Joel out there to start a drive or something like that. I mean, they maybe did a couple times. I don't remember every time. But that more often than not, it was just their change of pace. It's like, okay, we've got third and two. Give it to number seven, and I know number seven's going to give me 2 yards.
Couple things. This Texas defense, analytically, is not even close to where they were last year.
No.
I don't know what's going on with them. They're really banged up.
They lost a lot of dudes.
They did.
You lose Puna Ford and Malik Jefferson and I mean, all those
Nashawn
guys.
Hughes, all those guys.
Yeah, it's going to hurt you.
But they're not great if you look at the numbers. Right. I mean, I love Holland's analytics numbers. They're not great there. And then S&P, which I think is kind of the time-tested one, Bill Conley and SB Nation. They're 69th.
Not that Kirk Holland isn't time-tested.
No, of course, but they'll get there. They'll catch him eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're 69th in defense.
Right.
And that's not nice. I mean, that's middle of the road. And they've been getting gashed lately the last 3 weeks. You know, what has happened to Texas? They've been giving up huge chunks of plays. And they're beat up in the back
end. The number, it's over 7 yards per play the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity there. I say that, though. It just seems like their athleticism has overwhelmed Iowa State in the past couple of years, especially on the offensive line. I did that game with Sage down there 2 years ago, and they had like 8 sacks, 9 sacks, and that wasn't a very good defense. That was a Charlie Strong defense that got him fired.
Yeah.
But they held Iowa State to like 9 or 6. And then last year, Iowa State scored 7. Yeah, Jacob Park was going through his stuff, but they still got to Iowa State, I think, 5 or 6 times in that game. So Iowa State has to protect Brock Purdy more than anything. I know he's very efficient at making things happen. But if Texas is living in the backfield, and Todd Orlando, he's going to want to dial it up. That's what that guy does.
Yeah.
So Iowa State has to protect him enough to give Purdy time to then make the plays. And that's where I think Montgomery helps. And they know without Montgomery, you still got to try to run the ball a little bit, or else they're just going to tee off
right.
on that pass game.
Right, exactly. All right, we'll bring Tim Mullen and C-Dub here in to make some picks. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Martin Clive on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Being your dealer for life means that I am the dealer, and I am personally making that statement. I'm still here every day to make sure that you're being taken care of, from your vehicle purchase to any need you may have after the sale, even after 40 years. I want to make it clear, this is not a slogan. That's easy to say, but tough to back up. Being your dealer for life is my personal commitment to you. It's something my entire company stands for. Every department, every day. You're hearing this directly from me, Carl Moyer, the owner and dealer, not a dealership employee or a spokesperson. Let me be your dealer for life at either location. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock, or Carl Chevrolet of Stewart, I-80, exit 93 in Stewart, Iowa.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarland Sports Medicine. Medicine.com or call 515-239-4475.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or HeartlandFlags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
All right, welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. It's a Thursday night. We continue on the 1460 KXNO Thirsty Thursday. And we're up at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Do you go to the craft show?
I walked by it, and it, you know, God bless them.
for doing a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
But that's not my cup of tea.
No.
Did you know at our game watch here on Saturday night, so, you know, I'm going to cover the game. Stansberry and Jacqueline Cordova, our intern, who's fantastic, they're in charge of the game watch that is giving away free apple pie shots for every Cyclone touchdown.
We mentioned this in the first segment, and I asked Stans, because he's got so much pull here, don't we get samples to illustrate?
I mean, do you want to be doing shots of apple pie tonight?
Why not?
It's apple pie.
What time's the team plane leave tomorrow, Blum?
2 o'clock.
Oh, must be wrong. Blum's just jumping in
2 o'clock.
Chartered flight.
Yep.
How long is the flight plan?
2:15.
2:15. I gotta be at Des Moines International at 5. You gotta fly through. See, I strategically made sure to go through Dallas-Fort Worth and not like Atlanta or Chicago.
Smart.
I didn't want to screw with
that.
Well,
you could drive if you need to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we leave at 2-ish, full meal on the plane.
Full meal?
Well, yeah. That's why Bloom's okay with apple pie shots, and you're like, meh.
Yeah, I still haven't packed.
Right.
I got nothing done.
But the linemen, a little fun fact for people who wonder how this happens.
Yeah, this is good.
The linemen sit 2 to a 3-seater on these planes, and the skill guys have to go 3 to a 3-seater.
Really?
They give the big guys a little extra space.
Are you in the jump seat?
Yeah, well, how many seats do you
have? Boom, jump seat. Get back
in
there.
So half Walters and I are in the way back with the cheer squad.
Yeah.
And I sit in the middle of Hef and Walter.
They
clarify that. But, yeah, so the team will land.
Where's Bruns? Does Bruns get Bruns, 2 seats?
Bruns sits by Bothell and Grummer. Cyclones.
I figure they put Bruns up with the offensive lineman and let him tutor him.
He did that with Mangino, and Mangino was asleep.
With a bag of chips.
With a bag of chips, that actually happened.
That's awesome.
No, but then we get there and they get a police escort from the airport to the hotel.
So really?
They get the
top shelf
treatment.
Well,
not that you won't, C-Dub, on your commercial
Uber,
American
when you
airline.
Uber to wherever. When I Uber from the airport downtown, that's okay. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I just love college football.
Yeah.
And you check one off the list. You know, Texas. It'll be a night game, an electric atmosphere.
Had you been there before?
You know, I've been there, but not for football. I've never been to a football game before.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different deal.
It's a big game.
It's a big game.
It is a big game. It's always a big day at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, where we have some of the top customer service specialists in the world working right here in Des Moines. Tim Mullen is one of them.
World class, Chris. World class they are.
Is that how you like that for an intro?
That was very good. Yep.
I do what I do.
Yeah, my man, Jim Simon. Runs our cashiering customer service department.
Shout out to Jim Simon.
It is a shout out. You know, I did talk to him last week, and he said, hey, I'll be listening on the way home. So,
all right, shout out to you, Jim.
He's a good guy. He does great work for us.
Now, last show before the holidays.
Before
season,
the holidays.
Officially fires up. So let's plant some seeds here into the audience.
Okay, here we go. First of all, let's just get the obvious out of the way. Come see us next Friday. Black Friday.
What time?
You know what we like to call it? We like to call it Green Friday. That's what we like to call it.
Good deals.
You know, it's good deals. Good thing to come in for. Plus, that's our company colors. So Green Friday is going to be a great opportunity. We're opening up the doors at 8 a.m. that morning. You don't got to get up at 5 a.m. You don't got to come in on Thanksgiving night. You know, that's what's great about our company is they said, hey, our people matter. Thanksgiving's your day. Take it. So we're going to come in a little bit early, open up a couple hours before the store normally opens at 10 o'clock. We're opening at 8. We're open 8 to 8. We're going to have the door busters and great deals from 8 to 11. I could tell you what they were, but then I'd have to kill you. I think that's
how it is. You don't want to do
yeah,
that,
I can't tell you.
We
that.
Don't. We don't need that.
Right. But in the meantime, there's still a lot of great deals going on.
So, when you announced, is that in like the register on Thursday or something? One of
you
the
know,
deals.
It's actually funny because that is what it is. But it's really I found out with our other locations
because you know you'd reach more people with our Twitter feed, right? Sorry, I love my friends at the register.
I'll dump it out. But actually, what's interesting about that from our company perspective is we found out that's really a Midwestern thing. The paper
it
on
really
Thanksgiving.
Is. I buy it every Thanksgiving.
Every
I do
Thanksgiving.
It, so I can't make fun of
like
it.
Like, we got a location down in Dallas, you know, down where you're heading to, and they're like, what? We just put it on the TV, and we got Kansas City and Omaha, and it's really a Midwestern thing where it's get the family together, go buy a couple of papers from Casey's.
I do it every year.
Yeah.
You know what I'll have to do, though, this week?
Yeah.
Because I'll be.
Well, actually, I'll do both sides because I'm waking up in Des Moines.
Okay.
So I'll buy me the register.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to Clarinda.
Yeah.
Get the World Herald. I'll get both sides of the Heroes game.
You're going to get our ad in both. And I can assure you that the Omaha ad is considerably larger.
Well, yeah,
I don't know if you've been in that store.
It's, yeah, that's where I grew up going.
It's got a gargantuan. So
frostier, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of great things going there. But we still have great deals this week. We still have the tiered offer on up to six appliances. You can save $600 off. We have a lot of great financing going on right now. For example, again, still the Sony, Samsung, LG TV financing, 36 months deferred, anything over $1,000. And again, come out and see this week. We're going to have some good stuff. What we did, too, this year, which is great, over the last couple of years we've done this, is it's not so much needless doorbusters. It's really good name brand stuff at really quality prices. Might not be as many. Right. We're not trying to go ahead and say, hey, we'll throw 100 at you, but we're going to throw at you. They're going to be killer deals. Check it out in the paper this Thursday and look for the deals and come see us.
I know we don't have to get too specific.
Yeah.
But will electronics be a part of the doorbusters?
Come on, Bloom.
No, I mean, like, electronics could be a wide variety.
It's like
of
half
topic.
Their store.
No, but like, I would say appliances. I would say carpet.
Sure.
I would say
the cabinetry.
I would say flooring. I would say electronics.
I would say you're safe on all those categories. And your initial question.
Yeah. Okay.
Pay attention for that.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
I'm a journalist. I ask questions. I ask the hard questions.
He asks the hard stuff.
All right, fellas, we got to get to the picks of the week.
Yeah.
It's presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, as always. I hate to brag. I went 6-0 last week.
I actually don't think you do.
I'm just reporting to the masses. Okay.
So, if
hates
you were to
brag,
this isn't your lock segment.
Correct.
But you could be retired right now. You could be like living with that Powerball lady in Redfield.
Yeah, I know. I've had a good year.
Yeah.
But
yet you're here with us.
Yeah,
so
I'm still here with you guys on Thursdays.
Call. That's a rough call.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was 6-0. Yep. We all had good weeks. Bloom, you were 5-1.
Okay.
And well, Timmy was 4-2.
So, and I'm going to take that every week.
That's probably the best week we've ever had.
Yeah, collectively.
Yeah.
There was one push last week, the Boston College.
Yep.
That was a 20-point spread, and it pushed.
What are the cumulatives?
So I jumped into the lead, which is quite remarkable when you consider
the basement.
You remember how I started 3-16?
Yeah. Well, this is what you did. You went and met Doc Brown. You got the time machine. You went back and grabbed the Sports Almanac, and now you're catching up.
Me and Matt Whitaker in our time machine.
Yeah,
as Drake would say, started from the bottom, now we're up. Here.
Yeah.
So I'm 35-29 on the year.
Okay.
Timmy's 34-30, so you're a game behind. And then Bloom, he has crawled up to 500.
Yes.
32-32.
Mr. 500.
I'm not going to lie, at the beginning of the year, Chris, I would have bet you and I would have both been behind Bloom, so I think we're winners right now.
Dude, my start was historically bad. Like, hard to even, with a blindfold, be as bad as I was.
Catastrophic is the word you should have used.
All right.
What do we got?
We have fun games this week.
Yeah.
We do.
Let's start in the Big Ten. Purdue hosting Wisconsin. The Boilers are 4.5-point favorites over the Badgers. Bloom?
What is Purdue doing? What did they do last week? That made no sense to me.
It was a weird deal.
I think the noise around Brohm, I think it impacts them. I don't like Wisconsin at all. I think they're severely
overrated. They suck.
They're just not very good. However, I will take them in this situation.
I'm going to go the other way. I think Brohm kind of clarified some things today. That doesn't mean anything. Coaches lie all the time.
I was going to ask. I hadn't heard about that. I saw a report that, you know, the great Dan Dockich, in quotes,
your boy,
because he's not great. But his source tells him he's gone. He's going to Louisville. You've heard other than?
Brohm put out a statement today saying it's totally false. Again, coaches lie.
Right.
I actually think I will just roll with the stench of Vegas here in the sense that bounce back. They're not as bad as that team that lost to Minnesota. Man, I don't know, though. This is a really hard game. If it got below a field goal, I'd be really confident with Purdue. I will roll with Purdue here just because I think Wisconsin is so overrated. And Paul Chris is terrible. I've been telling you guys that for years. So I'm going to stick with that. But, I wouldn't bet this with Tim's paycheck. What do you think, buddy?
I appreciate it that my kids can still eat. But I'm going to roll with you here, C-Dub. I'm going to take Purdue at home.
All right.
I've looked to Wisconsin do good things here this year, and it just has not happened.
Let's go to the Big 12. Texas Tech is at Kansas State. The Vampire. There's all sorts of rumors swirling around Manhattan. I believe that next Saturday in Ames will be his last game.
Yeah.
God rest all of our souls.
Yep.
Tech's a good football team, though. I don't know. Give me the Vampire.
This line is where it should be.
I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the Vampire at home. I don't like it. Remember what they did to Oklahoma State a little bit ago? That Duffy's still their quarterback. I don't like them with it. They had no business, that onside kick, being in that game last week. Give me Kansas State and the points.
Tech can stop the run, though, and that's all K-State does. And they can't throw it. I think they might throw another quarterback out there this week. I just think Tech's better and wins by a touchdown.
I think they're better, too. I just have a little bit of Vampire left.
Yeah. No, I'll take Tech, and I'm going to regret it, but I'll take Tech.
I told you guys earlier, I think I did college fantasy football this year. First time ever.
Oh, God, yeah. I love you.
Yeah.
It's fun. I had Barnes from Kansas State. Kid.
Nice game. He's
he got me to the playoffs.
Yeah.
40, 50 points a game.
Yeah.
But to your point, that's the only way they scored.
They don't.
I like Texas Tech here on the road.
Take the under. I don't know what it is.
I agree.
I don't know what it is, but take the under.
Is what's his face back?
It doesn't. Bauman or
no.
Bowman or
he has a collapsed lung.
Well, I don't know. I mean, those they get uncollapsed. Assume
Bloom would play with a collapsed lung, though, Chris.
Look at me.
He would.
I don't like my pick there. I those first two games, I hate those games.
They're not fun.
Like I don't feel confident either way. All right, some games where we feel a little more confident.
Yeah,
I'll take the 10.5 points in Syracuse against Notre Dame. That's a neutral site. It's in New York. Syracuse can score. I'll take the points.
Is it neutral in New York?
Well, I mean it.
I mean, really?
Notre Dame always has.
Do you see their uniforms? Notre Dame's?
No, are they
pinstripes?
Cool?
They're wearing pinstripe pants.
It's at Yankee Stadium, right?
I get that. Yeah. That's actually why I'm actually completely going against Notre Dame because they're wearing those pants.
Good for
Give me
you,
Syracuse.
Bloom.
So a little side note here. There's a scenario where Iowa State may battle it out with Syracuse and a couple other teams. Great. A New Year's Six bowl game.
So we need the Irish.
So you almost want to root for the Irish here, truthfully, from an Iowa State standpoint.
That's sad.
Which is hard to
do. I mean, just
do.
Rooting for the Irish.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy that Iowa State is actually in this New Year's Six conversation? Anyway, I will take Syracuse plus the 10.5, though.
So we're all rolling with Syracuse.
We're all on Q's. We love the orange.
TCU at Baylor. The Bears are 2-point favorites, Bloom.
So their quarterback can play the entire game. I know a lot of Iowa State fans were curious about that. He did not get a fighting penalty. It was just
Correct.
Too unsportsmanlike, so he could play.
Yeah.
It's different. For that reason, they actually – this is a weird spread to me.
Yeah, I don't get
I've
it.
Seen both these.
I don't
and,
get it.
And, yeah, this should be closer to 10.
This will be on my lock segment tomorrow.
I should be.
Yeah, I like Baylor a lot.
You know what? Baylor was – they had unprofessional players at times. But they were
good.
They're good.
They were a lot better than I thought they were.
So I seen them in person. This is weird. That's a weird line.
Timmy?
3 on Baylor.
Yeah.
Yep.
West Virginia at Oklahoma State. 4.5. Timmy, you want to lead the way?
I feel good about this one.
You love it?
I love this one. I think Oklahoma State beats them by easily 2 touchdowns.
Whoa!
Rolls them. What was that game last week?
Sweet sassy.
Are you kidding me? I rode Oklahoma State hard last week against Oklahoma.
You talked me out of my pick, and I appreciate
it. I did. I saved you. You're 6-0 because you listened to me.
Friend of mine got that at plus 22 points before the game. That's
beautiful.
Insanity.
That's beautiful. I'm just telling you, Oklahoma State, I get where everyone's skeptic about it, and I know West Virginia is West Virginia. I don't even know what time. Do you know what time that game is that day?
Is it 2:30.
2:30?
Doesn't matter. Could have been 11 o'clock.
I'm right there with you.
Still
I'm
taking Oklahoma
the,
State.
Positive mojo for the Clones.
Yep.
Okie State, baby.
Yep.
I mean, West Virginia's been great, with the exception of one game. They really have been. I mean, they have been dominant.
Well, then pick them.
Pick them, then, Blue.
Oklahoma State has not been great consistently. I'll take West Virginia here.
They score. Oklahoma State scores consistently. They don't play defense.
My favorite play of the week is Nebraska at plus 1.5 hosting Michigan State. Nebraska wins outright convincingly.
Whoa.
Yeah, these were both when I saw you line these up. These were the back-to-back. I was like, I love Oklahoma State by two touchdowns. I love Nebraska by two
Don't
touchdowns.
Buy into it.
It's look, here's the deal. I get this. I get what you're saying. But
Bloom just
they have an offense. They have an offense.
They have an offense because they give up a touchdown every other possession. Like, they get the ball a lot, too.
Yeah, but their points per play is way
up. Good. I know.
Mean, it's not.
I just think it's the, you know.
This is an old vampire special for Michigan State, though.
Wow.
Yeah?
Like 17 to 14.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Michigan State.
Big hair.
Clones at Texas. I haven't made a pick yet on this. Minus three is the line. Tim, we'll let you be the mediator here.
All right, I'll run first, gentlemen. This is a big game.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
no kidding.
Is that an understatement?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the analysis, John Mack.
Yeah, thank you. Dynamite drop in there, Monty. I saw that thing on Twitter today that was joking about the Big 12 conference letting down UCF and Cincinnati, not bringing them in, and they're on the night game, and this game's sitting on the Longhorn Network. But I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, gentlemen. I think Texas has a big point to prove as well. And I 3 points is so close. I mean, you give me more than three, even 3.5, and I love this game. But three, a field goal game, I'm going to run with Texas in Austin on this one.
I'm going to take the points.
Yeah.
I feel just like you for what it's worth.
Right.
I have a hard time believing that this is more than a 1-7 point game. I mean, I think it's right there at the last possession either way.
Yeah.
And because of that, I will take the points with the defense that has been more consistent. However, I'm greatly concerned, Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
I am greatly concerned about what I believe is a leak in the Iowa State defense. And John Haycock, and that they've been phenomenal. And they're not giving up points. There's been fluky, weird stuff that's happened the last couple weeks. Kansas drops a touchdown. Baylor misses the kicks. I just think that if you look at the yards per play and all that stuff,
it's going the wrong way.
We're missing 50.
Yeah.
And because of that, you're not getting pressure with three like you were. You're blitzing Mike Rose more, which is great when it works, but when it's not, it's put more pressure on those corners. You got two mammoth wide receivers. I am greatly concerned with that Texas offense. I think this is a 38-35 type game like we saw 2 years ago there. That you were on the call of.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game like that. This is not a game like last year in Ames. But I'll take the points.
Yeah. Here's why I still think Iowa State is the play here. Texas' defense, as discussed earlier,
is not even good.
Yeah. They're not even average. They're below average.
Yeah.
They're 69th in the country right now in efficiency. Everybody's moving the ball on them. And Sam Ellinger, I figured out by Sam.
Ellinger.
He's my fantasy quarterback this year.
He's been fantastic.
He's been too good.
He's been good.
He's thrown two interceptions all year that happened in the Maryland game.
Yep.
I think he reverts a little bit in a pressure situation for Texas. I think Ehlinger throws a couple of picks. I think
you're all right with our guy?
I am. I'm comfortable because
right.
He hasn't really, other than the couple times against West Virginia where he had the one pick.
Do you think Iowa State will be able to get to him?
I don't know. That's
I
my
think
concern.
That's the difference.
That's my again.
First of all, if you
pressure.
Get to him, he can flush and go.
Right, he's a
but
runner.
If they don't get pressure on him, they just have to.
Boys, I think it's a race to 30.
I don't
all
disagree.
Right. I agree with you.
I think Iowa State gets there first.
Yeah,
31-27.
Well, you know, it's a race to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on Black Friday, and get there 8:00. Doors open.
Yep.
Door busters. Maybe Tim will sneak me a little text.
Yeah.
I'll throw it up on the Cyclone Fanatic Twitter feed on Thursday night, maybe.
Love it. Ads out that day. I'll send it to you, buddy. If I send it to you Wednesday, I no longer have a job, so I'll wait till Thursday.
It's strict around there.
I'm not going to lie to you, gentlemen. This is
kind of a
Secret Service type thing that
it's
happens
Green
right
Friday.
Now. At Nebraska Furniture Mart. Come and see us. Yeah, a lot of good things going
back
on.
Back with more Cyclone Fanatic Radio after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
The Red Tag event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Choose from over 300 GM Certified pre-owned vehicles, all including a 6-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year, 24,000-mile complimentary scheduled maintenance, and a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you're looking for? Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, Exit 90, in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible rink selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. Heartland Flag.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO.
Good work by EZ with the bump.
It's like EZ!
It's your picks.
Hey, turn it up for a second, EZ.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team hit. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
The picks can't keep going the way they're going on Fridays, though.
Well, you got to play this tomorrow, and maybe they will.
I have a pretty good feel for tomorrow's.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
That song has one of the all-time goofy music videos. Cat Williams is in it. I have no idea
People
why.
People still watch music videos?
Yeah, I didn't know they even made them.
They put them on YouTube.
Absolutely
right?
They do. Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah, man.
Even with Instagram and everything?
Hey,
that makes it even better to have a music video.
I just want to offer a quick apology to my friend Dr. Greenwald from the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. He's my main man. Loved this guy for years. Doc, we're a little late calling you today. We got a little bit carried away with analyzing Iowa State and Texas. I do apologize. Big game on Saturday.
No problem. Yeah, really good game. Let's get on the plane, put on it, get another win.
You fired up, man. I mean, you've been around a while. Is this the biggest game as you've ever been to?
Yeah, I still remember we had that hit by Colby, and we loved Colby, and we had the 5 field goals against Iowa, but we had that kick to go to the title game, but it didn't feel the same because we were just getting really blown out by the really good teams, right? So this feels like we can compete with anyone. So, yeah, this is a big game.
Yeah, I'm heading to Austin, but I don't get to jump at the big university jet like you and Bloom do. I gotta fly commercial. I gotta be at Des Moines International at 5 tomorrow. Get the early bird special, buddy.
Yeah, I hate that really early flight out of Des Moines, huh?
Doc, this time of year, fill me in for folks that are up there at the McFarland Clinic. I know you guys are always trying to get the the weekend warriors and whatnot. But what's busy season right now? Do you have like football injuries? You got kids, you know, getting ready for basketball? What's going on?
Maybe the old guys.
Yeah, the old
get back
guys
in rec league.
Yeah, they're doing racquetball, yeah. Stuff like that. What's going on up there?
So it is super busy because you're finished up with football season, and then you got basketball starting up and wrestling starting up. So basketball for the men and women. And so we're busy with Iowa State, but also then with all the area high schools. And then we got the weekend warriors, just like you guys. So, yeah, we're going crazy up here. But it's all good. We love what we do and love trying to help some people out of their musculoskeletal injury.
Yeah, well, let's get the Cyclones a win on Saturday, and let's keep them healthy. All right, buddy?
Well, we can't always be in charge of keeping them healthy. We do try to be responsible for helping them get back on the field if they aren't healthy. So we're working hard. The training staff's working hard, and we should be pretty much good to go for Saturday.
Well, if there's a fight this week, just stay the hell out of the way. That's my advice. All right.
Okay. So I took the very first one. Number one, it was a horse collar, and he rode that kid, or he rode, you know, the kid rode Montgomery, 10 yards out, right? And so there should have been like 2 flags, but I quickly took like 2 steps forward, and then I thought, what am I doing? And then quickly backed up and sent in Camilo in my stead.
I think you should have gone for it, man.
of all the docs,
Yeah.
You're sticking up for your team.
I would guess Warmy would go out there.
Not me. My money's on Greenwald.
Would you Greenwald?
Yeah, Greenwald's okay. Scrappy. Warmy puts off that vibe. Greenwald's scrappy.
Dr. Buck's the senior
vet.
Yeah,
Dr. Buck's not... like, hey, get the hell back on the sidelines. Am I right? Am I right, Doc?
Yeah. You pretty much sum it up. Warmy and I are the guys that get basically warned by the officials to pipe down, so it's pretty funny.
Love it.
Doc, we'll see you on Saturday, all right?
Yep. All right. Let's go.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Get on up to the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Well, I hope you don't have to, but if you do need that, you know, if anything happens, you know those are your guys.
Would you, what would your MO be in a fracas like that?
Dude, I'm the guy who antagonizes.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't actually.
And
fight.
Then I get the hell out of there.
It's like how Jeff Woody described defensive backs this week, that defensive backs are always the antagonizers. You would be the defensive back.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Because I'm the guy who likes to go for the quarterback sack, but I don't want to get in there and get muddy with the run game.
You'd be the guy who gets people like me into fights.
Yeah, that's me.
So the cops were getting some heat this week?
Yeah.
Get on field?
I don't get it.
What about the officials? Like, the officials need protection. What are they supposed to do? They don't have
to. Listen to this guy.
I agree with
Why didn't anybody talk about the officials? Like, everyone's like, oh, he almost hit the ref. Like, yeah, he almost hit the ref. That could have been a bad deal.
Imagine
he
how
did hit the ref.
My gosh.
Imagine the tears Bloom would shed if the ref got hit.
Did you see them, though? Give credit
really
to the
close.
Officials. They were in the mix of that.
Yeah, it was really close.
How would you like to have 6'5", 300-pound guys swinging at you when you don't have a helmet? Yeah,
I wouldn't like
bring
it.
The police officer out here, please.
I'd be bigger than them still.
My gosh, that criticism.
I thought that was dumb too. I didn't even recognize it until I love dearly Ross pointed it out to me.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize the cops were out there.
What are the officials can't stop everybody.
I have no problem with the cops running.
Even if everybody else stays on the sideline, it's still 6-on-22.
I just feel like we're kind of looking for reasons to
correct
when we start criticizing the cops for. It's not like the cop tased the guy.
Well, and that's what I was just gonna say. In reality, if it got to a situation where everything, we're just like if all hell went loose and this turned into a legitimate brawl, like. Those three cops, like, going to do anything anyway? Like, those dudes are huge. There's 100 of them. It's like, okay, if everything really got escalated all the way, at that point, nothing is going to contain it.
That actually diffused pretty quickly, all things considered.
Yeah. Who wins in a fight between Matt Campbell and Matt Rhule?
Ugh.
Did you see Mike Leach answering this question this week?
You're an NBA guy.
They asked Mike Leach who would win in a fight between all the Pac-12 coaches.
Did he answer?
Who wins in a fight between all the Big 12 coaches?
You know what my week has been like. I haven't been paying attention to anything other than...
Man, you're always kept up on all things Leach, so I would expect you to know.
I've had like 15 people tweet me at me. I haven't watched it.
How would you feel if Iowa State played Mike Leach in a bowl game?
Be horrible. I'd root for the clones, but I'd love it because it's quotes all over the place.
Original question: who wins in a fight
between Leach and Campbell and Rhule?
No, all the Big 12.
All the Big 12 coaches.
If I'm Vegas, let me think about this.
I mean, there's
Kingsbury has to be high on the list.
I don't think he'd want to fight
soft.
Though. He wouldn't want to fight though.
Okay, but he's athletic. I
Campbell's an old lineman.
Campbell's right there.
Yeah, I mean. I think Matt's gotten out of the weight room a little bit because he's always watching film and kicking ass that way.
I will say, though, we've seen Campbell down there flipping tires. We've seen him flipping the tires.
And he's taking the AvoCare.
Yep.
He's got to be – him and Kingsbury have to be the favorites.
Oh, Vegas. Without a doubt. I think that
– Snyder's last.
You got to know that Gundy's in there a little bit. Like,
I mean, he wrestles Crocs.
I mean, I was going to say, the man's got a mullet. Like, you don't fight a man with a mullet.
Well, him
what about
Tom,
Holgerson?
Unless he's, has a gambling debt or something, allegedly.
Who?
Holgerson. What?
What are you
lived
talking
in a casino
about?
Dana Holgerson and Mike Jordan in the
Dana
same conversation.
Holgerson's been kicked out of multiple casinos, Google it.
Really?
Yeah.
Breaking news here on the Cycle Fanatic Radio program.
Google Dana Holgerson Casino. You'll laugh.
All right. I'll do that. Well, Bloom, we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Looking forward to
enjoy
it.
Your flights.
Stance, thanks for holding down the fort.
For sure.
Enjoy your flights.
Hopefully there's no like delays. There will be.
Later.
Later.
Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, and iHeartRadio Station, KKEM HD2, KXNO Des Moines.